have to pay from his best or from the best of the Nizik. This the Gemara says, V'yoyit ha'omar Rabashi, Rabashi says, that Tanya Behedja, we learn clearly in the Bryce letter, it says clearly, the Pasuk says, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karmi Yishalim. Again, when your ox goes into your friend's fields and eats up his fields, you have to pay him back from the best of your fields. You did $100 worth of damage, you have to pay him back $100 worth of karka, if you only pay him back by karka, and the best of your karka. Now, Meitav Sodeyu Shonizik, or Meitav Karmi Shonizik, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says again, from which best fields of the Nizik? Look upon the Nizik, the one that received the damage. His best fields, if the Mazik has a right to pay back from his worst, if his worst is equal to the best of the Nizik. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Rabbi Kiva oime, Meitav Sodeyu Shomazik, or Meitav Karmi Shomazik. Clearly, that at all times the Mazik has to pay this $100 from his best field. Like Rabbi Kiva said before, it says, Meitav Sodeyu Yishalim. The one that has to pay, he has to give up his best fields. So kitzur, so far everything comes out good. Our Mishnah that says that if you pay midi idis is only midi rabbonin goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. That if Shmuel holds midi raisa, you go boss of the best of the nizik. So like we said, if the mazik's class C, the burius, is equal to the nizik's class A, the mazik really midi raisa could pay back from his burius. Because his zaburius is equal to the mazik, to the nizik's idius. But then our Mishnah saying though, Mishram tikkun elam zol, but midi rabbanan though, there's a takana that the mazik has to pay back from his best fields. So that's how Mishnah comes out good. The first kasha was, what is the Mishnah saying that's only midi rabbanan? It's a pasuk. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Torah says he has to pay back many idius. What does the Mishnah say on the zokim and idius on a tikkun elam? That's the first Gemara's teretz. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. That midiraisia, the mazik does not have to pay back always from his best fields. Sometimes he can pay back from his worst fields, if it's equal to the nizik's best. But the Mishnah is saying that midirabbanan, though, he always has to pay back from his best fields. Now, Ravina says no. Li'oilama mastisim Rabbi Kiva. It could really be that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Oma that holds midiraisia, but the mazik shaminin. He holds the Pasuk says, Meitav Sodeyu Yishalim, Hechtuko Meshalim. The mazik that has to pay, he has to always pay back from his best fields. Since so, the kashrim is, what does our Mishnah say? It's only a tikkun olam. It's midiraisa that you have to pay back from your best fields. So I'll answer you, Rabbi Shimon he. Our Mishnah is Beshitas Rabbi Shimon. The Dorish time of the crow. Rabbi Shimon always says, I have a right to give a reason for the Torah. It's not just on the Torah, it's Zeras HaKosuf. I have a reason why the Torah said this, and I have a right to say over the reason. Omar tam komar. When the Mishnah says tikkun olam, it's explaining the reason why did the Torah say this. Why did the Torah say that the mazik has to pay back from his best fields? Why? My tam anizokin shaman lo b'yidis. What's the reason? Why did the Torah say meitav sodeyu yishalim? You have to pay back from your best. Why? So Rabbi Shimon says like this: Mifnei tikkun olam. The reason why the Torah said it is because they wanted the world to exist in a good manner. The Tanya will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Mifnei ma omer, why was it said? Hanizokin shomel hamidius. How come the Mishnah says that whenever you do damage, you have to pay back from your best fields? Mifnei agaz lono mechamsonim. Really what we're afraid about is from rabbis and from grebis. A chamsa means if I see you have a nice field and I want it. So I grab it away from you, and I tell you, true, listen, if you sell it to me, I'll pay you for it. But I call upon him, you go and grab it away from him. Now, a gazdan and a chamsin, they're also bechlal mazikin. And the Mishnah says in others there, that the Brisa says, chof dal rovus mazikin, a gazlonim. If you steal from somebody, it's also called a type of a mazik. It's also called you're doing damage to somebody else. So the kids said, we don't want you to do damage to other people. All right, turn over. So the story is like this: that mifnei hagazlon of neachasonim, kidei sheyoy merodim. A person should say to himself, like if you have a gazlon, the guy likes to steal, or a guy likes to grab away things, they should think it over twice before they steal. Maybe they won't steal if they think like this. They should think it over like this: kidei sheyoy merodim. A person should say, lo mani gozel. Why am I going to go steal? I see my friend has something and I want it, so I think, let me steal it. But if a person thinks like this, why should I do it? And below money chaimis, why should I go and grab something away from my friend? Because if I grab away something, so I'm going to have to pay him back. Lamocha Bezdin, tomorrow when I get caught, Bezdin is going to make me pay. And if I don't have money to pay back, they're going to take away my fields. And you know which fields they're going to take away from me. Yordin lenachosa, then go to my property, the Neutlin Sodenoshali. They're going to take away my best fields. And the Rabbonin have a right to do that. They're going to rely on Mashakosa Bater, what the Torah says. Meitav Soda or Meitav Karma Yishalim. That means the Mazik has to pay back from the best of his property. So Mela, if a Gazdan thinks like this, he won't steal. Because he has more to lose than to gain. I want to steal your watch, but I have to be afraid if I steal your watch, they're going to make me pay it back the money later. I don't have the money. They're going to make me take away my karka and they'll take away the best property I have. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to have to lose my best property. So therefore, a person won't go to steal. So that's why the terrorist says he mazik has to pay from the best. The fika chomu, that's why it's learned. Ha nizokin shomalem biyidis. Yeah. So that's the way Rabbi Shimon learns. Now, even though the Mishnah says it's a tikkun olam, that's a svara why the terrorist said this. He always says you have a right to say a svara in the Torah. Well, the reason why the terrorist said if you do damage to somebody else, you have to pay back from your best property is in order at the beginning to stop you from doing the damage. Think it over twice before you damage somebody. Because like this, if you do damage, you're going to lose out a lot. They're going to take away your best property. You don't want that. So be careful not to do damage to somebody else. But Zavaris Midiraisa though. Now, Vaiter Rabbi Shimon says, how come a Mishnah says that when you borrow money and you have to pay it back, you have to pay it back from your middle class property? Why only the middle? Why can't you collect from the best? Because again, we have to be afraid. A person will go down the street, he wants to buy a house, and he sees his friend has a beautiful house, beautiful field. The guy has a beautiful house. The guy's going to think like this, listen, I want that house. So be a chacham. I don't want to steal it. I don't want to be a rosha, but I have a better way. I'll run to that guy and say to God, listen, I'll be your best friend. You need money now. I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you money. Today, in order that I know if I give him $1,000, there's a shemazel, this guy. He'll lose the money in one day. And when it comes to pay back the money, he's not going to have any money. So what are they going to do? They'll take away his house. Gebalte, I'll get his house. Beheter. That's what a person should think. I'll go lend him money, and I know he'll lose it. So then I'll be able to take away his beautiful house. Kedei shek venu b'choyvi. Lafikach, therefore, the Rabbanan said, Omru, b'choyvi beinimis, nothing doing. Even when you go to collect the money for the fact he owes you $1,000, you won't get his nice house. You won't get his nice property. The Rabbanan said, as smart, we only let you collect from beinimis middle type. So middle type, but it doesn't pay to do the whole money. It doesn't pay to get a middle class house. You only want to do it if you get class A. But the guy class B, that's not that you won't do this for. The Mara still asks, if so, the Elamayat, if so, Yeb is a burius. If that's the Svarah, we should make it that you only have a right to collect from the worst. So that then for sure you won't go to do something like this. How the Mara says, that we can't do. In Cain, if we're going to say whenever you collect money for the Chayv, the money you lent, you could only collect from the burius, from the worst type of karkam, Atanel Dels Vafnei Lovin. You're closing the doors in front of the people to borrow money. In other words, people won't go to lend money then. Like if I lent you money, and I know I only have a right to collect back from the cheapest type of karka, and I don't like that. So people feel it's not worth it for me to lend money. So you'll stop people from lending money. Therefore, we can't make it that you only can collect from the worst. Therefore, we have to leave in the middle. That you have a right to collect from beninis. So a normal guy, okay, will still lend the money. But a guy that's a smart aleck that wants to get back the other guy's house, he won't do that deal either because he sees he won't be able to get the best. He only gets second. Second, it's not worth it. Omer Reb Shimon. Shimon says weiter. Mifnei ma omru ksubas isha bezaburius. What does the Mishnah say that a ksubas isha, when a wife goes to collect a ksuba, she could only collect from the worst type of property? Why not? The chursh is like a regular bal chayv. It's like she's collecting the money they owe her. So why can't she get at least from beninis? The Teretz is, she'yoyse mimash ish roitze lisa. More than a man wants to get married, ha'isha roitze lenosei. The wife wants to be married. In other words, so it's easy for the wife to get married. So therefore, we don't care. Even if she only collects from Zemurius, still she'll get married. There is man and wife, we say as far as the wife wants to be married, wants to have a husband, more than the man wants to get married. So therefore, l'chatchila, when they're getting married, it's a svara that she agrees to accept that when she gets the ksuba, she'll collect it only from Zaburis. She agrees that, because she's happy, Abisha's getting married now. Dabarach, another reason, said that Isha Yaitzila Ritzoyna Vishnala Ritzoyna, a man has the right to get rid of his wife, willingly or not willingly. It means even if she doesn't want to get a get, he has a right to force her, give her the get. Midiraisa, at least, Midirabon, it's not that way. But Midiraisa, though, a man could force his wife to take the get. But with Ish, the man, Eina might see a little Ritzoyna. A man, like if the wife wants to get rid of a husband, she can't do it only if he agrees. In other words, the man has to give the get. If the man doesn't want to give a get, she can stand on her head. She can't get the get. That's a dav racha. So Gemara says, though, what does this got to do with us, though? We're talking about a shayla. Why does the Isha collect the ksuba from Zaburi as the worst property? So what does it got to do with here? The fact that the husband gets rid of her without her das, and she can't go away without his das. What's one got to do with the other? But Gemara, my dav racha, what's going on here? The Kitayim, maybe the answer is like this. The chitayma, maybe you could ask a new question like, the chitayma, maybe you could say, ki heicha dechi mafik lo ihu, tkina lo rabbanin suba minei, the same way when the husband gives his wife a get, the husband has to pay your ksuba, the rabbanin menet akona, not to make it easier to get rid of your wife. You have to give her ksuba. So the question is, why didn't rabbanin make ksuba the opposite way also? Why don't we say that ki nafka ihi, like when she wants to get rid of her husband, why don't Rabbanan make a takana that she has to pay him a ksuba? Maybe if it's the wife's fault that they're giving a get now, the wife decides, I want to get rid of you. So why isn't there a takana to say, to stop her from saying that we should make her have to pay him a ksuba? And that we don't have the wife pays the husband a ksuba. And that the Dov Rach is explaining to Hashema. The svar is, Isha Yaitzel Ritzoyna Vishnol Ritzoyna. We only make a takana for the wife, because the man, if he wants to get rid of his wife, he could force her. So therefore, we don't really want the man to force his wife out, so we make a strict law like, if you do it, you should know you're going to have to pay her ksuba. So that's the counteract to getting rid of your wife, mishloim ritzoinu. Or anywhere they made that halacha. But v'ish ainu maitzila ritzoinu manashech, though. When the wife wants to get rid of a husband, if the husband doesn't want it, she can't get rid of him. So we don't have to make a ksuba to stop it. Stam! The husband just doesn't have to give her a get. Like it says, Efshu de Mashoyi lo begita. The husband just won't give her a get. The husband will keep the get by himself. So therefore, there's no reason, no purpose to make it that the wife is going to have to pay him back money. Because if the husband doesn't want to give her a get, so shiny, he won't give her again. That's all. But Yika Takana, why? Anisha only receives a ksuba from Zaburius. That's the first svara, that ladies want to be married more than the men want to marry them. So the svara, when they do get married, they agree to accept a ksuba even from Zaburis. Now again, the Mishnah says, now ksuba is ishib a Zaburis, true. Now, Oma Mazutra, Bred Rav Nachman. Mazutra says the Kiddush like this, that loya morin, when does the Mishnah say he could only collect from Zaburis, ela meyasmi, only if the question is where the husband died, and now the wife is collecting a ksuba from the Yisoymim, then she only gets from Zaburius the worst of their property. But let's say the husband's alive. The husband gave his wife a get, and now she's going to collect a ksuba for Beinonis. That's like a regular bachoy, then she has the right to collect from Beinonis. That's what Mazutra holds. So what? How are you learning Mazutra Pshan Na Mishnah that says that ksuba is only from Zaburius? Only when there's Yisoymim involved. So if so, Ma'iri Ksuba Sisha. Why does the Mishnah have to say a new case? When the Isha collects a Ksuba, Afilo Ko Milanami. Anybody that goes to collect money from the Yisoymim cannot get more than their Zaburius. That's what our Mishnah says. Ein Nefroye Menichsa Yisoymim Ela Mena Zaburius. Anytime you go to collect money away from the Yisoymim, you can't get more than their Zaburius. So why does the Mishnah have to say a special case that when the wife goes to collect the ksuba, according to Mazutra, says that the Mishnah says Zaburius means only from Yisaimim. So why does the Mishnah have to say it for? From Yisaimim, nobody gets more than Zaburius. So why do you have to tell me ksuba ish also pshita? So Chutzur Rayan up like Mazutra. So when the Mishnah says an Isha collects a ksuba from Zaburius, it means any Isha. Even though she's collecting the money now from her husband, the husband gave her a get, they're also sonim in a Zaburius. El Olav Minei, the Mishnah is talking about from the husband. And still it says you get some Zaburiyas. It's not like Mazutra. Tomorrow says no. Le'yelam, really the Mishnah may be like Mazutra, talking about Miyasmi. Now the only reason why the Isha gets from Zaburiyas is from the assignment. Because from the husband she gets Beninus. So then the question was, if the Mishnah is talking about from the Yisayimim, what do you have to say? It's for Pshita. I'll tell you, no, you have to say there's a Chiddush in the Ksubas Isha. Well, Ksubas Isha Itzrach Lei. I need the Chiddush in the Mishnah about Ksubas Isha. Because like this, Salka Dadech Amin, I would have thought the Seder Svar should be a little bit different than we said before. I would have thought the Svar maybe is Mishum Chino Akilu Rabbon and Gabo. Chino is a Svar of Chain of Grace. Like we want a Svar that we want the ladies to find the husbands graceful. Because we want in the eyes of the ladies that the men should find chen in their eyes. That means we want to make a takana nice for the ladies. So I would have thought to say we should make it nice for the ladies that even if they have to collect exuba from the Yisayimim, still they should have a right to get from Beninus, not from Zaburiyas. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. That no, even though she's a lady, but when she goes to collect exuba from the Yisayimim, the Rabbanan didn't give her any special rights. The Rabbanan still said, listen, you're collecting from Yisayimim, you cannot get more than Zaburiyas. But the Svar would have been is Mishum Chino, in order that there should be grace in their eyes, let them have an easy way out, even though it's not like we learned before. Before we said a Svara that Isha wants to be married more than the men want to get married. So you don't have to make so much grace. Now, by said, I would have thought at least Mishum Chino, that no, we want the men to do something nice to the ladies. That a lady should want to agree to get married to them. Kamashmon here, they didn't do it. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Toshima, come in here. Ramey, though, says, Ramey, Ramek, Suba, Sishma Beninus, he argues and says, no, a lady has a right to collect a Suba from middle type of karka. So, Rav Miman, who's Ramey talking about? Elayma may ask her from Yisayimim, Lechura, no, when the husband died, then she collected that from Yisayimim. Lestal Ramey, doesn't Ramey agree that the Mishnah says, Hoda Tanan, Ein Ephraim Menichsa Yisayimim Elim and Azaburis, that nobody has a right to collect money away from Yisayimim more than Zaburis. So how could you tell me now, Anisha has a right to get more? How could Ramey say Anisha gets from Beninus? Elalav, isn't it? Minei, we're talking about now that she's collecting from the husband. And there Reb Meir says that she has the right to get from Beninus. And still, Mechlal, the Rabbanan that argue on Reb Meir Savi, is Zaburiyas, that no, the Rabbanan say when the wife goes to collect, even when she received the get, and she's going to collect her money now from the husband, from the man, still she only gets Zaburiyas. That's not like Mamre, it's not like Mazutra. Mazutra says when she collects from the husband, she always gets Beninus. So Mara says, Loi. Loyola Meyasmi. Our Mishnah is talking about Taka when you're going to collect from the assignment. So the question is then, how could Ramea say she gets Beninus? I from Yisayim is always a Burius. I tell you, Ramea talk holds the Svara. Vishani Ksubas Isha Mashim Chino. Ramea holds the Svara of Chain. That Rabbanim made a special takana for a lady in order that the men should look nice in their eyes, that she has a right to collect because of the husband. She has a right to collect the Ksuba even from Beninus. That's Ramea's Svara. Now this Rabbanim argument saying no, only is a Burius. But it's only a question when you're collecting from the assignment. But Mazutra say, when you collect from the husband, then you get from Beninus. Omer Abaye Abaye says again, Toshma, come here. It says, Hanizokin, whenever you do damage, the Mishnah says, Shomon Lobidius. We make the Mazik pay from the best. O Baal Choy, when you have to pay up money for Beninus, you have to collect pay up from your middle class karka. O Ksubas Isha Zaburiyas. For when Isha gets a Ksuba, she gets it from Zaburiyas. So now, Miman, who are we talking about? Who's paying up to here? Elayman, Miyasmi, if you're telling me now all these three cases are, you're collecting money from your Simon, from the orphans. If so, Mayi, Ksubas Isha, why do you only say that Ksubas Isha gets from Zaburiyas? Afilu Kolani Nami, all the other ones should also be the same halacha. They should all only get from Zaburiyas. Because that's what the Kohen of the Mishnah says. Ein Magvim, Menichsa, Yisayim, Elamina, Zaburiyas. El alav isn't the case talking about minei. We're talking about the person's alive, and still you want to collect. So you see clearly you do collect. Even from him, even when the husband's alive, still you only get your Zaburiyas. Not like Mazutra. So Marin says, over Rabacha by Yaakov, we're talking about over here, Kagoin Shenasa Oriv. Talking about the father now became an Oriv, I guarantee you, he became. Leniske Benoi, in the case he had some son here, that his son, first of all, did damage, was Mazik somebody. The son had to pay. The father became the Orif. Labal Chayv, the son also owed somebody money, and the father's taken over that chayv to pay back. Uluksubet Kalos, he also takes upon himself that there was a ksuba involved, and the son of Chayv dies and gives his wife a get, he'll take the chayv to pay the ksuba to the Kalos. That's the case we're talking about. So we're talking about now, you're not collecting from Yisaimim, but you're collecting from the father, these three things. Therefore, v'hai kidina, v'hai kidina. Each one of them has the regular lochis. Nizok, you know, b'achoyv de mechayim govu ihi, namiki magvi ki mechayim. Regular b'achoyv and a regular nizok, and when do you pay when the people are still alive? When they're alive, the dinner, the nizik is to pay ma'idius. Dinner of b'achoyv is to pay the veilinus. Therefore, the father that takes over the payments for his son, even if the son died, still the father has to pay back idius and veilinus. Because that's what the son would have had to pay. Mashen kein ksubas isha. When do you have to pay back the ksubas isha? Liachamisa. After the husband dies, that's when they pay the ksuba here. Liachamisa gviya. Kavio. Liachamisa miman gviya. Who do you collect the money from after the person dies? Meyasme. Then it's called you have to pay back to the assignment. So therefore the father also, even though the father's taken the chayav to pay back this chayav, yonam him also. Ki magvi, when he goes to collect it, kliachamisa magvi. He also collected, he also paid back as if the same way the son would have had to pay back after the son died. And therefore, after the son dies, it's a question of collecting from Yisaimim. You only get Zeburius. Therefore, the father also only has to pay back from Zeburius. But therefore, there's no kasha on Mazutra.
What?
For the Mara Nukasha though. For typically, let's take it here, the Ora of the Ksuba Lemishtabit. There's a locha with the ksuba. There's no guarantee of a ksuba. An oriv doesn't want to take the achrayas to pay back. There's no such a locha of an oriv by a ksuba. That's the Gemara said. We'll soon see. Hakav askin hukas solakam b'sam. We'll soon see. So Gemara answers the kablin. We're talking about here a kablin. Rashi says shenasa alei kablin. That means shetvisa b'noy metaltan l'ksubasa. The son took karka, like set aside karka for the ksuba. Vimasrosan liyod the Vitaros Kablonis. And she gave it over to some of the Vitaros Kablonis. Vechzi Rosan Lebanoi gave it back to the Benoi. Holford like. So Nichlamandioma Kablon Afagav the Lesle Nichsalaloiva Mishtabit. If you owe the Kablon, could accept Achrayis. Even though the Loiv himself doesn't have any property, very good. Shaper. Elamandioma Yisle Mishtabit. If the Loiv has his own property, good. But if the loiv himself doesn't have any property, then there's no svara that this guarantor should take the achrayas, because like, if he doesn't have property, you know for sure they're going to come to you. So what are you doing making yourself a norif? A person doesn't really mean it. Says, so, Michael Amen, what can you say over here? The Mara says, the boy is saying, one time I can tell you is with the heavy loiv ishtaduf. We're talking about taka, the loiv taka had money. But the ishtaduf, it got ruined. The boy is saying, another teretz is, no, so we're talking about the loiva had money at the beginning. So therefore, this oriv could become an oriv, because the loiva had money, just his property got ruined later on. The boy said, another terrace is like this. Kol legabe brei. When the father takes over the achrayas of his son, shebude mishaba nafshei. A father's different. Even though the son taka has no property, and the father knows he may have to pay for it for sure, still there's a svara the father really means it. A regular oriv, guarantee you, wouldn't do it. If he knows the loiv doesn't have any property. But when the father takes the guarantee for his son, there we say, even though his son doesn't have property, still the father will take the guarantee. So kids, here we're talking about some cases like this, therefore there's no kasha on Mazutra. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, Kamat Afnun we're holding. Just the last Gemara we heard right before. Itma, the bottom line, Itma, Orev, Diksuba, Divrei Hakolo Mishtabit. If a person wants to become an oriv, for a ksuba, everybody holds he's not mishabit, he's not mechuyiv. A ksuba means, vice versa, when they first get married, so the husband has to pay the ksuba. So the other person says, listen, he tells the wife, in case your husband can't pay it, you could collect it from me. So there it means nothing. Because usually the svar of an oriv is, like a guarantor is, like the person says, I won't lend you the money unless you get me a guarantor. So when the guarantor comes and says, okay, I guarantee it, so then the loiva, the malva, gives out the money. So there's a special svara that the guarantor has a tremendous enjoyment, the fact that the person is giving the money because of him. So since the malva is giving the money because of the yoriv, that's mechayiv, like the yoriv has to pay back the money if the loiva can't afford it. But over here, the husband right now is not giving any money. The Shasta get married, there's only a chiyuv ksuba, but no money has been given out. So therefore, stam an oriv, if a man says, I'll be an oriv, that means nothing. His oriv is not mishtabed by a ksuba. What about kablan?